JB counted the fragrance he carried with him as he and Mildred made their way forward at the double. Enough for four each. At this distance, it was a matter of balancing the damage against wasting precious weapons.
Millie, you head to the left, I'll go to the right. Take it about 20 yards, count 10, then aim for the center of the pack. When they scatter, try and picket groups with the other three Grens. Now go.
Right.
Mildred's heart raced, feeling as though it was going to burst through her ribcage. Despite the cold, she was covered in a film of sweat. She could see her breath frosting on the night air. She ran steadily, judging 20 yards and then turning. A quick glance told her where the pack was and JB's position. He too had reached his goal. She counted to 10.
7, 8, 9, 10.
She pulled the pin on the first Gren, letting go of the spoon and arcing the deadly pitch high into the center of the pack, which was still advancing, and some of the bears were interested in breaking off and following the prey in their eyeline. The Grens that she and JB threw failed to fall exactly in the middle, landing at the rear of the pack. But it was close enough to inflict severe damage. The two Grens exploded almost simultaneously, the fragments of white-hot metal scattered in the wake of detonation. Three were hit full-on by the double blast, their fur, flesh, and a shower of blood splattered over the rock floor and over the other bears. One bear was cut in two, the other two were reduced to a steaming mass of fur and splintered bone, not even knowing what hit them. Four of the other bears had lacerated flesh and scorched fur, causing the creatures to rear up in agony. They were confused, lashing out in blind terror and fury, their razored claws scratching at the animals in front of them. For a second, it seemed as though the bears would turn on one another, fighting among themselves and forgetting their prey, clustering in a way that would make them an easy target. But it wasn't to be that simple. As both JB and Mildred prepared for a second throw, a brace of the creatures broke away.
Shit!
One headed toward JB, but at an angle that would take the bear past the armor and away from the settlement. The other turned and headed straight for Mildred.
No, you don't!
Judging her pitch, she pulled the pin on another Gren and threw the bomb in a curve that would take it almost level to the head of the charging bear. Instinctively, as the Gren flew toward it, the bear raised its head, opened its jaws, and lifted itself to catch the Gren, as though it were a bird in flight.
Shit!
Mildred hit the ground as the great jaw snapped shut. The bear's head suddenly disappeared in a riotous explosion of bone, brain, and fur. The jellied fragments of the bear's head rained down on her, carrying with them fragments from the Gren. While this was happening, JB opted to deal with his own runaway. The others were still clustered in a group, occupied with themselves. This gave a few moments' respite before they demanded attention. JB pulled the pin, let loose the spoon, and arced the Gren in the direction of the runaway. It hit the bear on the side, rebounding a couple of feet from the soft fur. The force of the blast drove the creature sideways while obliterating one side of fur, flesh, blood, and bone. JB hit the ground to shield himself from the outer reaches of the blast, only to find, when he scrambled once more to his feet, that the double blast had stopped the bears from fighting among themselves and called their attention to the source of the attack.
God damn it!
Already the bears were almost on them. To stay and throw more grins would be to risk getting caught by the angered animals.
Run, Millie, run!
They turned tail and raced for the cinder block hut as fast as they could run.
Fire blast.
Ryan saw them approach. They were making good progress, but the bear's loping gait was taking them a greater distance with each stride. It would be close, but there was something they could do to help.
Jack, Christy, cover fire! Maybe that'll slow the bastards down.
Ryan pulled the door wide, trying to sight the Stire so he could take advantage of its greater accuracy over distance. As Mildred and JB were stumbling toward him, he squeezed the trigger, focused only on the bear in his sights. He felt the recoil, but didn't notice his companions fall past him into the hut, and saw only the leading creature stop and fall sideways, one eye popped by the Stire shell as it bored through the eyeball and into the slow brain, snuffing out one threat. Stepping back, Ryan slammed the door shut and secured it. They had five people against 7 or 8 wild animals, at least two of which were beginning to lag and tire, falling behind the others as their wounds began to take a toll. Still not good odds. They were now too close to use any more grins, and the only reliable firepower against 700 pounds of fur and muscle was JB's M4000.
Mildred, grab Doc's Lamar!
Right, Ryan!
The hut shook as the creatures reached the front and threw themselves at the opening into which they had seen their prey disappear. The side walls began to shake as the bears flung themselves against the whole of the building in fury, hunger, and pain. The door bulged and the shutters creaked, but they held firm. Inside, buffeted by this sound and fury, it was almost impossible to decide on a course of action.
Let me blast one! Might drive him back!
Ryan looked up, to be showered with a fine rain of dust. They had to do something.
Okay, JP. Wait till one of the bastards is hammering at the shutter. Then I'll open it, you fire, and I'll slam it shut as quickly as possible. Hope for the best. It's not much of a plan, but it'll have to do.
Will do.
Ryan aligned himself to the side, ready to open and close quickly. JB raised the M4000, and they waited for one of the creatures to hit the right spot. The bear seemed to do everything but pick that one area. Four times Ryan steeled himself, only for the expected battering to fail to materialize. He was keyed up to the point that his nerves were singing under the pressure. So keyed that he almost missed the moment. The wall shook at his shoulder.
Shit!
The shutter bulged under the pressure of 700 pounds of wild animal.
All right, JP, now!
Ryan pulled open the shutter. The armorer settled the M4000 into his shoulder.
Eat this!
JB loosed a load of barbed metal flechettes into the ravenous maw of a wild bear.